You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Did you know that a healthy metabolism to lose weight is made up of 7 key factors in the body? So, according to my next guest, in order to lose weight properly and keep your metabolism strong and revving, you have to evaluate each one of these factors and make sure they are fully functioning. Here to share more is author of the book, Cracking the Metabolic Code, Dr. Jim Laval.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, really good. So, what is the importance of, why is it so important that we optimize our metabolism, and what will it do for us?
Well, the biggest thing is we're facing an obesity epidemic. I mean, let's just face it. We got 75% of the U.S. population is overweight. We've got 34% are obese. Weight loss programs are about 5% effective. Even people that do lower carb diets, they gain their weight back. They can't figure out why they can stay. I can't stay on a low carb diet. I'm not saying that that's the right diet. The reason is that people's metabolisms are poisoned from different perspectives, meaning that all of us may have trouble losing weight, but we also may have different reasons why we're unable to maintain our weight loss. And so what we did was we actually created a program and tested it on almost 200,000 people, believe it or not. And we found out that, that's a lot of people, right? It was an over a million member gym club facility that stretched across the United States. And what we found out is, you know what? We can get pretty consistent weight loss for people, and they can maintain their weight with a few really sharp strategies. We found 7 areas where if you can gain control of this and addition, change your eating patterns and get a little bit of exercise, you don't have to go crazy, but you got to get some in. You can actually start to gain control of your metabolism. And why it's important? If you don't have control of your metabolism, basically what happens is your body goes to a process of kind of metabolic inefficiency, and you create inflammation, degeneration, accelerated illness, and you invite chronic diseases to you.
That's right. I talk a lot about sarcopenia. When you don't exercise and you don't build your muscle, as we age, we end up having muscle mass loss. And that even includes bone loss. And so we really do need to optimize our ability to exercise and get those mitochondrials going. So give us those 7 key factors.
Well, the big one, first of all, that's hidden is stress. And when your cortisol goes up, it causes your blood sugar to go up. It causes your insulin resistance to go up. So you don't use your insulin as well. The net result of that is you store more visceral fat or, more internal fat. The problem with that is the internal fat sends out chemicals that starts to turn your metabolism down. So it's the old story of fat begets fat. And so it's important to realize that. And the other thing is that when your cortisol is going up, you demineralize your bone and you acidify your chemistry because you lose your alkaline buffer. Now, the net effect of that is your metabolism is, for one, when you start to lose bone, as you had mentioned earlier, you're going to plaque your arteries more. So, it's directly correlated. So it's really important that people understand when you're under stress, you'll crave more foods. You'll look at a bag of tortilla chips and you'll want to give it a hug before you eat it, right? This guy loved these tortilla chips, right? And not only that, it gets into problems with reward, because when you get under stress, all of a sudden you want to reward yourself. I need a food that's going to make my brain feel better. If I just eat one more cookie, then I'll be better. And then you end up feeling like you got to rub that cookie on your head, right? It's like, oh my God, this cookie feels so good. Right? Stress causes craving. If you don't get your stress chemistry under control, get your serotonin build up, you'll always be a slave to craving, and you'll always end up saying, I have weak willpower. Oh, woe is me. I'm just bad. And you know what? That's not the case. It's a matter of brain chemistry that's causing you to fail. And stress is the culprit. The next one is low thyroid function. When you're low on thyroid, you don't burn fat, and you don't express your insulin receptors as effectively as you should. And so thyroid function is incredibly important to figure out if you're having trouble with losing weight. And, if your skin's dry and your nails are brittle and your hair is kind of dry and brittle and, you notice that you're maybe losing a little bit of the outer portion of your eyebrow, And if your mood's a little flat and you get a little constipated, everything I just mentioned, and your body temperature's a little low, that's all signs that you may have low thyroid. So the next one, you know, it's a big deal, right? And the thing to realize is high stress. So when your cortisol goes high, it shuts your thyroid down. So you get less thyroid hormone the more you produce stress hormones. So they kind of work together and it's a double whammy. So you're getting fatter and you're getting poorer at burning the fat that you're stacking into your internal organs. It's kind of, it's the very tough accelerating problem in people. You know,
everyone got to know that it's all related to each other. You know, how sleep is so important, you know, for rejuvenating our cells and helping us with our hormones. What's next?
Well, you just said it. Stress and sleep kind of goes into the cortisol, but you got to get a good night's sleep. It's so important to kind of refill the neurotransmitters, keep your thyroid hormone on track, keep your blood sugar on track. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that when your melatonin is low, you're not sleeping enough or you have disrupted sleep, it disrupts the way your body releases insulin during the course of the day, and it disrupts your stress hormone release. It makes your body stay under high alert to keep higher blood sugars and higher catecholamines, or the stress hormones, coursing through your body. So the next thing is blood sugar. You know, when your blood sugar's high, you're going to get fat. So the better we can control your blood sugar, and that means the right kind of eating, making sure you get adequate fiber, watch the food allergens, learn to count your carbs. I know that sounds silly, but my dietitians put together a carb counting tool that we hand out to everybody everywhere. It's free. You can get it. I'll give it to you, and you can send it to all your folks that that listen to your show. But it's I never was a person that wanted to tell people they had to count their carbs. But honestly, after 33 years in practice, I now know that people don't realize what a serving of rice is. You know, and when you tell them a serving of rice and you show them a serving of rice, they say, well, I eat 10 times that. So until we start teaching serving size, we're not going to get anywhere with our weight loss. And blood sugar is really the culprit there. And the other thing is people are moving to gluten-free grains and, you know, but they're still eating too many grains. So now know is because of the milling process, and the grains are real fine, it still gets across the intestine and causes the glycemic index burden. That's a big deal. So people are eating too many starches and too many sugars. That's affecting that blood sugar. I love using stuff like, one of the things I use, phase two enzyme. You know, the phase two white bean enzyme lowers the glycemic load 60% when people take it. That's kind of cool. I mean, you know, because it drops the glycemic burden of the food, and that's helpful. The next thing on weight loss is getting the gut right, making sure the food allergies are down. As you well know, when you start to get a lot of food allergies, it puts you at risk for having, you know, your immune system attack your thyroid, but you gain water, you release histamine. And when you release histamine, you store fluid, and you could have 5 to 10 pounds of extra weight on you that's just fluid retention. And, you know, if people will say, oh my God, I lost 7 pounds, my ring isn't fitting. All in the first week when you put me on that elimination diet. Incredibly important. And then another one, I know we only have a little time, it's environmental intoxication. There is so much literature now that's showing that environmental pollutants alter thyroid function, alter blood glucose regulation and insulin function, and all of these chemicals are storing in our fat cells. The fatter you are, and I hate to say it this way, but the more weight you have on, the fatter you are, the more toxins you are carrying in your body. That's a really, and they showed the higher your body was in these toxins, the more your risk, a 38-fold risk of developing type 2 diabetes, which once you develop type 2 diabetes, you're gaining weight. So, you know, those are the big ones. There's a few others, but those are the big ones that really, you know, kind of hit home. And of course, sex hormones as you're aging, you know, testosterone, estradiol for women, testosterone for men. As they start to wane, the weight comes on.
Gosh, thanks so much, Dr. Laval. You know, thanks for being here. Now, everyone, check out his book, Cracking the Metabolic Code. Please visit his website, kyolic.com, or you can go to my website and at the Wellness for Life show page. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.